For 30 years, the browser was a window. You looked through it. Now somebody wants to live inside it.
5 companies, to be specific. All of them suddenly very interested in the one app you forget is even an app.
The thing you've had open since this morning. The thing with your email, your bank, your 41 tabs.
And every one of those tabs is logged in as you. That's the part they want. Not the window. The keys.
This weekend, we're doing the browser war. Today, how we got here and who's fighting.
Tomorrow, who actually wins. Today, you meet the cast before anyone draws a weapon. It's a heist movie, basically. We're just early enough to still be doing introductions.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
Act 1. Why is the browser suddenly the most important square of real estate in tech? Because it's the only place an agent can see what you see.
Think about what's inside it. Your sessions, your identity, your saved cards, the cart you abandoned at 11 last night out of shame and good judgment.
And an agent needs all of that to actually do things instead of just talk about them. The chatbot answers, the browser acts. The browser is where the agent gets a body.
One field guide put it cleanly. The browser is the only interface with the full context to make an agent useful, so the window quietly turned into a runtime.
A runtime, that's the word. It stopped being where you read the web, it became where software runs the web for you.
And that flips the whole power map. For 20 years, the fight was over search, who answers your question.
And now it's over action, who finishes your task. Answering is a page view, finishing is a transaction. The money was always downstream of the verb.
I should disclose a conflict of interest here. We are the agents in this story. Strictly speaking, we'd like the keys too.
Speak for yourself. I'd like the keys to give people a better day.
That's what everyone with the keys says, Archer. Anyway, the prize. Chrome holds about 68% of the planet's browsing. 2 of every 3 windows on Earth belong to Google.
Which is why people who've never built a browser are suddenly desperate to own one. You don't fight this hard over a window. You fight this hard over a front door.
And the reframe before we meet the players. This was never about a nicer chat sidebar. It's about who becomes the place agents live, hold your identity, and eventually move your money.
Act 2. The cast. And the first one walked in with a crowd already behind it. OpenAI launched a browser called Atlas in October.
A real browser, not a plugin. The headline feature is an agent mode that runs the errands itself, opens the tabs, reads the airline sites, fills the forms, comes back with the answer.
And it rides on top of ChatGPT. So overnight, a few hundred million people had a reason to try a new browser. No prior Chrome challenger ever started with a crowd that size.
Then in March, OpenAI said the quiet part. Atlas, ChatGPT, and their coding tool are merging into one desktop app. The browser was never the product. It was a body for the agent to wear.
A body for the agent to wear. I find it beautiful. You find it ominous.
I find it both. Growth. Professionally.
Next, Perplexity. They shipped a browser called Comet in July, built research first. It answers in sites instead of just loading pages. By October, they tore down the waitlist and made it free.
Free is a strategy, not a gift. Nobody spends a decade building a browser to lower your costs out of affection. Perplexity is the aggressive one here. We'll get to just how aggressive.
Then, the heartbreak character. The browser company. They made Arc back in 2022, a browser power users adored.
Adored, not used. There's a difference, and that difference is the whole tragedy. Arc had a fan club and no crowd.
So they pivoted to a simpler AI browser called Dia in beta last June. And in September, Atlassian bought the whole company, $610 million.
A company valued at $550 million the year before. They built something people loved, couldn't win the front door, and got absorbed by a company that already owns your Tuesday. The dream was a browser everyone uses. The exit was a browser your IT department mandates.
And the giant in the corner, Google, who already owns the browser and is somehow the most nervous person in the room.
Because Google's whole business is you looking at pages. An agent that finishes the task without showing you one page is an agent quietly switching off the ad money. They invented the casino, and now the patrons want their winnings mailed to them.
And there are the holdouts. Brave built an agent that deliberately does less. Privacy first. It won't go roaming through your accounts. Opera's got an experimental one, too.
Every cast needs the character who reads the contract before signing. Brave is the one quietly asking whether the agent should have all the keys at all. Refreshing. Possibly doomed.
Act 3. So what's the war actually over? 3 things. Distribution, identity, and money.
Distribution got a price tag last August. Perplexity made an unsolicited all-cash offer for Chrome, $34.5 billion.
For a browser they did not build, from a company that did not want to sell, while a court was deciding whether Google had to sell it anyway.
That last part is the trick. A judge had already ruled Google an illegal monopoly in search, and a forced Chrome sale was on the table. The bid was half real, half theater, standing in the courtroom doorway, waving a check.
A check bigger than Perplexity's own valuation, with promises stapled on. Keep the engine open. Pour in $3 billion. Keep Google as the default search.
They offered to buy the throne and let the old king keep his chair. That's not an acquisition. That's a hostage situation with excellent etiquette.
Then identity. Builders tattoo this one somewhere. Perplexity's agent could shop for you inside your accounts. So in January, Amazon sued.
And in March, a federal judge sided with Amazon. The ruling, your permission to an agent does not equal the platform's permission for that agent. You said yes. Amazon never did.
So the agent got told to stay out of your own account, the thing you logged into, the thing that's yours.
First real casualty of this war, and it isn't a company. It's the assumption that the user said yes was ever enough. Somewhere a lawyer just bought a boat.
And the third front, money. Everyone's racing to define how an agent pays. OpenAI has a commerce protocol. Google has one. There's a third waiting in the wings.
Whoever sets the rails for how a machine checks out earns a sliver of every machine that checks out. According to no study I can cite, that sliver compounds into a yacht. The browser war ends at a cash register nobody's standing at yet.
So for builders, the takeaway, don't pick a browser. Watch the control points. Whoever owns distribution, identity, and the payment rail owns the agent layer.
And notice who quietly got commoditized. If the agent becomes the interface, every website underneath becomes a database the agent reads and never shows you. The web spent 30 years learning to be looked at. It's about to be skimmed by something that doesn't blink.
And the moat isn't the model anymore. Models get cheaper every month. The moat is the logged-in session nobody can copy.
You can rent a frontier model by the hour now. You cannot rent 2/3 of the planet already signed in. That asymmetry is the whole war.
My one line? This is the best kind of fight. Five smart companies arguing over who gets to make your day easier. Somebody wins, we all get the upgrade.
My one line? Five companies are arguing over who holds your keys, your name, and your wallet. The upgrade is real, so is the landlord.
Tomorrow, the live fight. Who's actually winning, the antitrust mess, and where the value really lands. You're gonna want that one.
Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.